babe, get off your phone. We're
oh my gosh, we're starting on my case. Okay, hi guys, welcome to another episode.
I'm just joking. I thought I'd start the podcast.
I actually wasn't even on my phone.
Dramatic effect. No, because like I feel like on the other podcast of the day, you were saying like sometimes I'm narky when shit goes down on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really took that personally. Now people think I'm such a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to jump in and defend me and be like, no, we actually never argue, we never fight. But
no, but I'm the one who is putting this truth out into the world, the universe. You guys are hearing all the real, true BTS of our relationship.
Where are you going with this?
Welcome to another episode of The Source with Don and Till.
Wow, that was like such a smooth introduction.
Thank you. I am now a professional speaker after speaking on the panel this week. Guys, I was on the Like-Minded Bitches Drinking Wine panel for International Women's Day on March the 1st. I think that was Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night. And I was shitting myself. Like, I was so nervous.
But guys, my wifey is such a fucking boss.
Oh.
I was actually so proud. I mean, firstly, I was a bit annoyed that I never got invited to this event.
You definitely could have come. I regret not bringing you along. I didn't realize that I could have plus. Like, I've never done anything like this before.
You are so amazing from the videos I saw. Like, because obviously I'm all, I don't want to jump in, but I want to give you like the intro. I'm in such a good mood. I had a Red Bull and I'm in love with you.
Can you not? Can you go back to the compliments?
What I was trying to say was, before you jump into explaining what you did, I wanted people to understand that you were so nervous before you on the way. You were like,
I texted on. I was like, I don't want to go.
You're like, I'm going to be sick in the car. I'm like, babe, you're going to be fine. Like, you're so good at talking. You're so good at talking to people.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
I was so nervous. And this was the first time I'd done something like this. And like everyone there like brought their little posse along and I like turned up solo. And I'm going to say I turned up solo because Amala was there, but she's always late. So I was solo.
That's another thing I admire about you. All the events and stuff you always go to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have social anxiety when we rock up to an event and I'm like, if we go, it takes me a minute and a couple of drinks to really warm up. You often show up at these events solo.
Yeah.
And you just know how to work a room.
Thank you. I think it's my recruitment background though. Like, I've had to do that many a times in my past. But yeah, this event I was so nervous because I've never done anything like that before. And public speaking really I haven't done. And turning up solo and everyone else had like their posse and I was like, oh shit, I should have bought people. So next time like you'll be there, Chloe will be there. Like,
well, the whole office said if they knew and had time to buy tickets, like all the girls wanted to
rock
up.
It sold out on the first day. Like once we announced it sold out, which was crazy. So I spoke on the panel. My opening line was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. But I feel like I quite liked that because it kind of became a little bit more chill. Like when you can kind of announce how you feel, it kind of humanizes the whole experience, I think. So I was nervous at the beginning, but it was a fantastic night. Like everyone was super chill. It was Like-Minded Bitches Drinking Wine, like I said. So everyone like had a couple of drinks and then they were all having a good time. They were all like business-minded entrepreneurs pretty much. So it was really cool. And I was nervous at the start and by the end of it, I literally didn't want it to finish. Like we did a little audience Q&A after the panelists had spoke and I literally wanted the questions just to keep on coming. And then I actually remember having this thought when I was up there and I was like, I wish we didn't have to end, but maybe the audience is all really bored. And then we finished and everyone came up and they said they really enjoyed it. And I'm looking back at the videos and I'm really proud of myself. Like, I feel like very accomplished. I feel very proud.
I'm super proud of you. I think it's such an achievement. I think it's so flattering that they asked you to talk.
I know.
As well.
I know. Little like, old me.
You should be so proud of yourself.
It's funny because I think a lot of the time, and it's something we maybe struggle with on the podcast, is all of this stuff that we do is like mundane, everyday stuff to us, you know. Photo shoots, campaigns, marketing, influencers, celebrities, like it's just our day-to-day life. So we, I think, sometimes forget that people can really take away things from it. Like I would say things and I didn't really realize they had an impact. I would share my thoughts and think, oh yeah, it's just like normal, pretty boring. But people would really be like moved or like take advice from something that I said. So I think that's something we just have to remember as well, is that people pick up different things that might seem the same and normal to us.
I feel like sometimes you and I are quite reserved because we don't want to be those people that just share those unsolicited
opinions. Like, we're not contrary
to popular
belief.
Yeah.
Don and I aren't overly showy. Like, we're not people that just sit there and talk about ourselves the whole time.
Actually, to be honest, we absolutely hate, interviews. No offense to any, and we're so grateful that people want to interview us and stuff like.
I don't hate interviews.
Oh, you don't? I find it cringe. But then, like, you do exactly that. You remind me, you know, some people are interested and some people find it inspiring. Some people have followed our journey.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of snap into this headspace where I'm like, well,
you have an interview personality that you need to turn on.
Yeah, I have to, like, really turn it up. And what I channel and what I think about are, like, our people that when they hear these stories, it sort of changes their perspective and hopefully they take something from it. Yeah. So we have to always remember that.
Definitely. I think it's the same as like the model search that we're doing at the moment. I can't believe it. So as you guys probably know, we're doing the Stax model search for premium seamless favorites. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Oh.
I've been carrying the combo, so you pass over the mic to you.
So you just said before we start this podcast, you're going to carry the combo.
I know, because I have I just had my second lot of Morpheus 8, which is pretty intense facial treatment.
No, we need to talk about that as well. All right, so wait, let's just jump into the model search quick. And then we've got a debrief on your skin treatment, because like what you just went through today was crazy as well. Guys, so one of the things that Till and I are always and most proud about, and something we're articulating that we want to put into our absolute mission as a brand, is our culture of inclusivity and diversity. And I had this discussion with the team this week, and I articulated and I said, when I think about the brand and where we've come from and how we've done what we've done, the one thing my mind keeps going back to is the community that sort of put us on. And I thought, since the very beginning, we've always tried to showcase a representation of everyone in the brand. So a lot of our shoots, a lot of our campaigns, we would bring in a representation so that everyone should be able to see themselves in the brand and in the product, in the campaigns. And I think that as a brand, we've done that really well. But we've just done it without like an intent or a mission. It was just what we did, right? So now we really want to make it our absolute mission to build on these two principles and values. So guys, we're dropping Premium Seamless Favorites this month. It's March. And we all know Seamless is your number one favorite collection we've ever done. And if you're in our VIP group, you actually helped us build this new collection. So we chose the five colors based on your votes and your favorites. We were all sort of brainstorming the campaign, and I, you know, for one of the first times, I just couldn't land on the creative
idea. Nothing was really working.
Nothing. Like the ideas I was pitching, like it just didn't, because Till and I always work on intuition and what feels right. Nothing was landing, and we actually, a couple of weeks before, brainstormed that later in the year we want to do a casting call again, and every year we try and do this big campaign with the models. And then who was it, you that said we should do?
Yes, it was I. This was my idea.
You were like, let's bring the casting call into Seamless.
Mm.
And we sort of pitched the idea around. You and Casey pitched the idea around, called me in, and I was like, fuck, it just lands. It just feels right. And like instantaneously, you guys were blown away that I actually absorb that.
It was, sometimes Don is very, he's very passionate about his ideas. So when we want to present a new idea, and it's so funny because I feel like I'm kind of the big sister to people in the office and you're the dad, which is like a weird relationship that you and I then have nonetheless. People will come to me and like we'll work on how to pitch to you to get the best idea.
The staff concluding, what do they say,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
What I'm trying to say is the staff are colluding behind my back and they all have come up with these ideas and they have to pitch it to Till first. And then they got to figure out a way to like get it to.
So we pitched this idea to Don of the casting call and it was warmly received, hotly received. He loved it.
Instantaneously. But that's what I mean. Like we always operate by intuition and my ego is never too big to put a good idea aside. Like these guys just came to me with a great pitch and the pitch was, what was the pitch?
So we just wanted to work with our community and do a casting call and have the members of our community model for us for Premium Seamless favorites.
It's crazy. So this week, and we moved pretty quick. We literally decided that a week ago.
The next day we were shooting the campaign.
And the next day
we shooting the promo,
The promo for the campaign. We put out the casting call on Monday. And by the way, we had every intention of putting up ads. We were going to put up some billboards and whatnot. And we did a launch on Instagram and TikTok on Monday night.
We're close to 5K applicants now.
And we've had over almost 5K
which is madness.
5,000 people.
5,000 of you guys want to hang out with us.
That's like half a little stadium.
That's crazy.
That is, I think that's sort of the point that Till was getting to. Like we, for us, and guys, like I really, really mean this. Like we sometimes still think that we're those two kids from Perth.
I still do it. Like sometimes I'll be on a campaign and like a model will turn up and I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you showed up. And they're kind of like, you're paying me, right? Like, and I'm like, I still have that mindset in my head because, you know, back in the day when we were living in Perth and we would work with the public on the weekends to shoot Instagram photos and things like that, I would be so grateful when anyone would turn up. And no one actually ever, like, we never actually had the person not turn up. Oh, one time. Do you remember? That was a paid model as well. I'm not going to say the name, but I'm going to tell the story.
You know, that was actually one of our – so
that's the only time.
That's when he moved to Sydney, right?
Yeah.
That was like the – I feel like that was the first time we ever paid, like, for an actual gig.
Was it?
I think it was like one of the first times when we came
over. Yeah, it was early on.
Because it was Valentine's Day campaign.
Yeah, it was. Wow. So what happened, guys, you'll laugh. So we had this person, this influencer, and we had DM'd her and we'd organised.
I can't even remember who the original person was.
Yeah, I won't say them. Yeah. We had this influencer and I DM'd them, got their email address. I think I paid them the deposit because we usually did, like, because we were kind of going directly, I would email them, we'd pay 50% up front and then they would come to the shoot, we'd shoot with them, we'd pay them the other 50%. And I just, in my gut, actually, I don't know if we paid the deposit, it was years ago now, but my gut told me, like, once we confirmed it, that something would go on. And anyway, the shoot was at like 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And so Friday night, went to bed, woke up, you know, set my alarm at 6, rolled over. And there was a message from the model at about 4:30 a.m. I'm so sorry. I'm really sick. I can't make the shoot.
Oh, that's just come back to me now.
And then I followed her on Instagram. No, I don't anymore, so you don't have to go through my following list to try and work out who it is. Followed her on Instagram and I looked at her thing and she was at the club still, 4:30, 5:30 a.m. And I was like, couldn't believe it. So anyway, last minute situation, we had to find a stand-in model. All worked out, of course, and worked out way better than it would have. But that will be the only time we've had someone stand us up.
The crazy thing, now I absolutely remember who it is, and I...
Oh, and then she messaged a couple of months later asking to work with us.
I didn't get over that kind of shit. It might be petty or whatever, but I'll never work with that person.
No, of course not.
But, you know, it's just crazy. Like,
Delete your Instagram story before you text me.
Yeah, wow. But I guess, I don't know if it's in their defense, but we weren't as big as we are now. But I think, like...
I think if you have a commitment, it needs to be honored.
Well, it's just professionalism.
It was work. At the end of the day, it was a paid gig.
Yeah.
So anyway, because I'm just always so grateful whenever anyone turns up to anything, I think because we still do have that mindset that, you know, it's, well, at the end of the day, it's just like you and me doing like this fun thing together. We're still grateful that anyone ever wants to be involved. So the fact that we've had 5,000 of you apply literally blows my mind. So a personal thank you to every single person that has applied. You guys would know because this will come out on Monday and the casting closed yesterday on Sunday. So you'll be getting your emails to see if you've made it through to the second round of casting, which is in person with Don and I, or via Zoom if you live internationally.
Yeah.
If you live internationally or like remote or anything like that. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be, I feel like this is going to sound lame, but I feel like this is going to be one of the best days of my life.
I love what we do when we do this. It's crazy because like people will be like, well, do you love shooting with models? You just love shooting with influencers. To be honest.
Of course.
Yeah, to be honest, like, it's all the same to us because the good thing, the amazing thing with us is, like, most of the people we work with, regardless if they're professional models, influencers, or community, like, they all become our friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, and seriously, guys, like, you can ask the people we work with. Like, Till and I, we try and make a point of having some sort of relationship with the people we work with, external, because, one, that's their experience with the brand. That's their impression of the brand. You know, Till and I are pioneering and working behind the brand, but also we just want to have a good time.
Yeah.
So when we get to work with you guys, it's very exciting for us because it's a weird way of us being able to give back. Because how many times have people worked with us and then they've gone on to have modeling careers?
I know, it's crazy.
Because guys, remember this, like when we started, we were literally just working with anyone that would give us the opportunity to work with because we couldn't afford.
We just get product. Yeah.
But I worked really hard on the photography and we worked really hard in building campaigns. So, you know, once people worked with us, like some of them actually went to have good careers because it was a good stepping stone for them. So I get excited when I get to work with our community and maybe show some of the guys like, bro, like you can probably become a model after this or because we.
Bro, is that how you get to talk to them?
Yeah, it's like, bro. No, because we, so what's cool about this is we've got Kate Jones coming in as a influencer
mentor.
Dedicated
lifestyle.
Dedicated on Instagram. And we've got Marsha, one of the faces of Stacks from 2022 coming in to help with the modeling mentoring. So we kind of wanted to take people on the journey, and you know, hopefully their lives are better and they learn something cool on. And if not, you're going to get a couple of good photos.
So. It's going to be a whole experience though. So we're doing the round two of the casting call. Like I said, people will be coming into the office. If they're in the office with us, in HQ, sorry, in the studio, they will be chatting with us, doing some interviews, doing some photos. And then if you progress to the next stage.
Well, I'm doing all the test shots, right? So I think we've got the shortlist will probably be close to 100 people.
Yeah.
And we'll be getting them in on Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
And they'll be working directly with us.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
So cool. So, and then we'll make our selects, and then those selects, we're going to you know, it's paid. We'll be taking you out for dinner before because we want to like meet you, get to know you, and then we'll shoot the campaign over the weekend.
Because we're trying to, one of our goals here is to try and bring in people from every state give people a different experience. So we're actually going to be flying people in from Perth, you know, all the states, if the candidates make it through. They'll be flying in and we're spending Friday night with them. We're taking everyone out for dinner. It's going to be cool. It's going to be so fun.
We're going to go have pasta. Pasta and pizza.
It ended up being way bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe it. So we'll do this again.
Stay tuned, guys, because we're going to document it all, of course. And even if you didn't get selected for this round, we'll definitely be doing it again. But I'd love for you to kind of stay tuned and see what all the fuss is about.
It's just crazy. I can't believe it. All right. So I want to jump back into your face.
Yeah.
So you're sitting across me with a very bright red face.
I know, I'm red and swollen.
And if anyone's following you on socials, which hopefully they are, they would have seen recent TikTok of you wrapping your face in Glad Wrap on the way to an appointment you had. So tell us about the appointment.
So this is my second session of Morpheus 8. Morpheus 8 is like a non-surgical facelift. And Kim K gets it done all over her body. I got it done on my face and my neck. You have to numb yourself up. So it's quite painful. Basically, it's a mix of like skin needling, RF, there's some heat therapy. It's fantastic for basically what it does is the needles make your face thinks you're in pain, which you kind of are, but then it turns into a healing response. Therefore, it increases the production of collagen, elastin. It makes you look younger, tighter, fresher. It's also great for pigmentation. So at Chakra, I am getting my sessions done. I am doing 3 in total, and today I finished my second. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, my face is red and swollen now. It took about 45 minutes, and I'm very excited to see the results. The first time I did it, if you guys are going to do it, the first time I did it, I went and got a numbing cream made up by like a pharmacist who can make things for you. What are they called? Anyway,
I think it's called compounding, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I feel like he forgot to put the numbing lotion in. I was saying to Dawn, it's kind of like it was like a lubricant where it was like an extra pleasure lube or something they put on my face because I feel like I could feel everything. Like, it was crazy. So I used this numbing cream last week. It was trash.
Do you still have any left?
This week I used numbing cream, and it was, I mean, you can still feel it. It hurts, but it was way better and way more manageable. My therapist, Caitlin, shout out to Caitlin, you're amazing, said that my response was like I was handling the pain a lot better this time around. So, yeah, and my face now, it's pretty sore. It's pretty swollen. We were going to start filming our podcast, but not today. But for the meantime, I'm red, I'm swollen. You can have an image in your head. My neck is on fire. But we're going to get a burger because it's Friday. So life is not so bad. But it's funny, like, I had to Glad Wrap myself up in the car on the way to Chakra today. And I'm like literally sitting there looking like a crazy person with like all this white paste thick on my face and Glad Wrap over.
I drove to the appointment and we hit every traffic light you can think
every
of.
Every red light. And I'm like trying not to make eye contact with anyone.
Well, everyone was making eye contact with us.
Were they all looking?
Yeah, you look like a Looney Tunes wrapping your face in.
I thought you said I look cute.
Well, I think you look cute, but other people think you look weird.
And then Don like dropped me down the street, so I had to like walk all the way to Chakra.
I was going to drop you like a block away.
You're so rude, so rude.
That was so funny.
And because it was like I had to Glad Wrap my face, but I didn't do it like neat and cute. Like I used a lot of Glad Wrap, so it was so funny. But anything.
And you left half of it in the car, and I had to clean it up.
Beauty is pain, baby, and that's what happens. What treatment are you having next?
What treatment am I having next?
Yeah.
No, I'm just down for the Botox.
Yeah.
That's all. I just need to see Nurse Ida. Actually, it's catching up with me. I feel like, I weirdly feel like my lack of sleep is affecting my skin at the moment.
Of course it is. Yes, absolutely.
I feel like I'm looking old lately.
You're not looking old, but your lack of sleep, definitely. It affects everything, babe. You need to be sleeping more than, 4 hours, except you should just sleep in later in the morning. So I don't want it to disturb our TV time at night.
No, I just feel like lately, I don't know. I think I need to change something up because I'm just looking old.
A treatment that you do is paint your nails, get shellac on your nails.
Oh my goodness.
And some people have been a bit hating about it lately.
Till and I don't really clap back.
I'm so good at like segues at the moment.
Yeah, that was funny. Actually, smooth. I forgot that we were gonna bring that up, but I find it super perplexing that we live in this day and age that people can actually have such an aggressive opinion about things, especially online. I mean,
so what happened? Don wears black nail polish. I used to paint his nails, but like every single night he would chip them and ask me to paint his nails. I was like, for God's sake, like just go to a salon, get shellac and carry on.
You have a whinging wife. It's so amazing.
Yeah, 2 weeks-ish. And he just comes with me when I get my nails done. So he gets black shellac and it's cool. It's sexy. It's hot. We're into it. Anyway, posted a reel the other day. And
no, every time you post though.
Yeah,
you
know, true.
Every time I do something, if I wear a cap in a restaurant, if I just live my life as myself, if I'm just being my authentic self, someone has to pass a comment on your socials. Mm. Anyway, go on.
So I posted this reel and then someone commented and said, "Where's black nail polish? Does he wear women's underwear too?" And I went to this person. It's funny you said about the cap because I went to this person's profile. It was a fake account, of course. And I clicked on the messages and I scrolled up and like, because it was just in my message request. So I hadn't acknowledged it. I hadn't accepted them. And one of them was like wearing a cap in a restaurant, ? And it was to your photo. This person is out for you.
Wow.
And it was like a couple of things. So anyway, I screenshot it to Don and I went to my PT session, carried on with my life. And then he replied it said, where's nail polish? Does he wear women's underwear too? And Don replied with sometimes. And I just thought it was hilarious because
everyone
loved
that
it.
That was so funny.
It was so good.
Thank you very much. It was a proud moment.
But I just think it's so funny that people, like, that's the best way to respond. It's not even like, you know, when people will respond and be like, you must be a sad individual because you are taking out all your insecurities on someone online. And like, yes, that is the truth about people that talk shit online. They are sad individuals with their own insecurities. It has nothing to do with you. But like, you don't have to reply with that. Someone messaged me the other day. I was posting, it was on a PT day again. That's funny. And
I feel like there's a pattern here.
Interesting. And she wrote to me, wrote to me and said, like, stop with the filler. You look like, I didn't know who it was, but I Googled it and it was like, not a compliment. And so then I wrote back and I said, wow, that's quite rude. And I scrolled up and she'd messaged me mean things several times, but I had just never replied. Like, she was constantly messaging me several times mean things. So she's on her Instagram ready with the insults. And I literally wrote back. I said, wow, that's quite rude. She read it. Never messaged me again. She hasn't messaged me since. And she would normally message me she's not messaging me now. Like, this has been the longest time period that she hasn't written an insult to me. Because I think sometimes people don't realize that you're actually going to read it. You're actually going to see it. You're actually a real person. And calling someone out and being like, oh, that's actually quite rude. You're not like fighting back. You're not insulting them back. You're just like stating the obvious fact. Like, what are they going to say? It shuts it down without having to kind of engage and waste your time. I quite like it. It's the same as when someone like is rude in real life, like in conversation. If you just don't reply, like if you said something rude to me and I just didn't say anything back, it gets awkward, it gets quiet, and the other person feels uncomfortable. And that is like the best way to handle someone being rude to you.
I love that.
Or to be like, that's quite rude. You know, just dismiss it kind of thing. I like it.
I think this girl is powerful.
Yeah, she hasn't messed. I didn't block her or anything. She's probably still watching my stories. But
she's probably going to listen to this right
probably,
now.
Probably. But this is like the longest time period that she hasn't written something rude because I replied. And I was like, oh, you're rude. You don't have to put someone in their place. You don't have to be rude back.
You don't need to start a fight.
You don't have to go to their level. You don't have to waste your time back and forth.
I think like a funny, witty comment back is
fantastic.
You just drop the mic and walk off. And 9 out of 10 times people will come back and try and start the fight. And I'm like, bro, I'm done with the war.
Yeah, like, I'm busy.
I've got things to do.
I've got to go get my nails done. Like, my hands are busy right now.
I need them done. I was like, I need to go get my woman's underwear. I just can't. I just think it's the funniest thing.
You can't take it personally, though. That's something that has been like my goal for this year. That because I got scared on TikTok and I was like, would hide from TikTok and never post because I was so nervous about what people would say. And TikTok is rude. Like, TikTok is scary. I said that the other night at the panel. I said, TikTok is such a scary place. And then the girl I was talking to was like, I work for TikTok. And I was like, well, it is scary.
Yeah, but you know, like we said, you know, hey, everyone has those group chats where you send a comment to someone and you probably say the wrong thing. TikTok is the public forum for you to...
They don't DM, they comment.
They comment. Yeah. Like, and that's... Yeah,
they don't DM to their friends, they'll just comment on your post.
They'll tag their friend and comment on the post like, you're not reading. It's like, it's
But
savage.
You know what? Whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just, that's been my goal this year. And I feel like I do agree I've done...
Well,
I've made progress.
You're thriving on TikTok. Yeah. So, yeah, you made the decision.
Yeah.
The very next TikTok you posted went viral.
Oh, yeah, 2.2 million.
And I was like, I feel like it was God's way of saying, welcome back.
Welcome. So, welcome back to I'm just chilling. Lifestyle. Like, yeah. I can't be bothered with people's opinions. If someone has an opinion of me and it's a negative opinion, them writing it to me doesn't change my life at all. That's the thing you have to realize as well. So, let me try and explain it. I don't know if this will actually make sense, but if someone thinks a certain way about you, so this person thinks that I've got too much filler in my face. Okay. She thought that my life was, she was there thinking that my life was great. She messaged me sharing her thoughts. My life is still absolutely great. Like it, do you know what I mean? Like
nothing's changing.
Nothing changed for me except she just messaged me. Like it doesn't actually affect anything to do with you. It's all to do with them. And you guys have to like take that on board if you're getting any negative comments.
I think that's
any
the thing,
rude
like,
comments.
Everyone gets it.
Yeah. And the more you post publicly, the more
Yeah. I mean, Till and I try not to be opinionated online and we try. Guys, I have this alter ego. I was flirting with this idea with the team the other day. I was like, I want to start a parody TikTok called Toxic Boss. Where it's like The Office or where it's like just a comedic thing where I just like pretend to be a toxic boss online, but I think people wouldn't find that funny though. So
I don't know, it's a fine line. Like as you guys know, like I do PR, so like my whole thing is like worst case scenario, is this going to be interpreted like the right way or not? Like, yeah. And how would we manage it? And I'm risk aversion. So that's cool.
I avoid
things that could go negatively.
Yeah, Till's like my filter. All my funny ideas
have to come through me.
Well, yeah, they don't go anywhere after. Because my sense of humor is borderline offensive sometimes, so we just decide not.
We keep that on lock.
We shelter that and we realize that that is not what we're trying to put out into the universe. So,
Thank God for me is what he's trying to say.
Facts. We try and stay clear of drama. You know, we're here to live a good life.
We are pretty drama-free, though.
I'm
not interested in a bitch about people.
No. Well, it's a bit boring sometimes.
I'm really not.
I think we've said this before. Like sometimes I just need like a vent or a rant or a bit of tea, but
I mean,
you don't give anything back.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if you guys have that like one person in your life where you just really want to enter a whinge and a bitch, but it's not me.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I am not your girl.
No, it's good. You keep it straight. And I think it's important to have people that can filter you in life. Like, because the last thing you want is enablers. And then, you see?
Yeah.
See, if you were an enabler, you would have told me to go hammer that person that commented on my nails and start the war.
Yeah.
And then where does it end?
Like, that's the thing. A lot of the times, if you're having like a war, is it really worth your time fighting it? Like, if they reply, then you have to reply again, and then you have to reply. And then, like, this is taking up so much time, so much like headspace. You could be like doing things that are actually like going to be productive and benefiting your life.
You don't always believe.
Don't fight back. It doesn't matter.
What I believe with your time, like, have a look at what your hourly rate is worth at work, right? Like, if you get paid 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks an hour, and then think about the time you've spent having this war with someone and you got it.
And you didn't get paid for it.
Yeah. And put it into monetary value. That's the time you're losing. That's the money you're losing by dedicating your time.
Or even the time they spend in your head, right? Like the time that you think about it, the time that you do. Like, that's a good way. Put it into perspective that way.
Put it into a dollar value and be like, my time is worth this.
Yeah.
If I was to go and work and earn in this time, that's what I've spent on this person, because you're spending your time on this person.
Yeah, and you don't get that back.
You don't get it back, and you are not worth my hourly pay rate, bro. But anyway, so to the person that had a crack at my nails, they're still black, and I love them.
We're still good.
Things are still good
over here.
All right, I think we'll wrap up on that. I am starving. It's time for burgers.
Yeah, it's grilled night. You guys know, Friday night, let's go get grilled.
We love you guys. If you love the podcast, share it with a friend.
We're going to start filming as well. So we'll start set up cameras. It's just I couldn't do it today because I literally look like a puff
fish. Apparently someone was sharing with us on Spotify, you can actually have a Q&A and you can actually leave comments on the podcast. Guys, Till and I have taken this podcast and we're super consistent, but we kind of want to do this for you guys.
Mm.
So let us know what you want us to talk about.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to leave a question at the end of this episode on Spotify and then people answer it. So I'll try and work out a question. If you guys are listening, you guys are listening. Because you guys are listening, jump on the Spotify page and like it's where the description of the episode is. There may be a question there and please answer it. Show your support for us. We want to know your answers.
We love you. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Love ya.
Bye.